This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا والسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah to all the brothers and sisters who have been very consistent with us from the beginning of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among the qanitin wal qanitat. Meaning the people who are very consistent in doing things collectively, doing things in a jama'ah, and always think how to strengthen the jama'ah. The month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, is a very unique month. A month that is sure to make us a better person. A month will unite all of us. Like how we stand united in worshipping Allah, Rabbul Alameen, especially when we are performing the extra prayer, Al-Qiyam. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of Al-Manar Jama'ah from Dubai, also Mufti Meng and other family members who are very strong supporting the Quran and Sunnah, convey their warm salam to all our Jama'ah here. Alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah Rabbul Alameen, we are able to meet up with a lot of people from different nations to discuss many, many things about what must we do as a Muslim to move forward. Should we be just praying, fasting, or should we try our level best to think from today in the month of Ramadan, how to strengthen the unity of this great nation, the Muslim. We know that every Muslim is being tested from time to time, nation to nation. But we hope if everybody will start to think and plan and move forward, Allah help those who help themselves. Allah have warned us. He said, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawm hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim." Allah will not change the condition of any one of us, wherever you are, until everybody is planning, working towards some changes. So it's up to us. Islam is not just praying, fasting, praying Qiyam Ramadan, giving sadaqah, zakat, hajj, umrah, and after that, everybody is not connected and not united, nafsi. No. Islam is about unity. And Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Every believer is a family to one another. فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Since we are like a family, it is our duty. We must work very hard to strengthen the familyhood. How to strengthen it, brother and sister, we must be very, very careful about what is happening around us. the whispering that is like the storm that is coming to disunite the Ummah. So it is our duty to protect ourselves and our Ummah. And how we protect our family, protect our business. And this is our business, to think of how to protect the unity of this great Ummah. We may be very busy after Ramadan. We just started kunut tonight. We just started tonight, the kunut. Or we have started earlier tonight. Yeah? And the kunut, we know, we ask Allah a very important thing from the beginning of the kunut. Allahumma dina fiman hadait. What we want also is, may Allah guide us. The guidance of Allah is there already. It's up to us to follow. It's really up to us. We cannot just ask Allah and we fail to follow up. If Allah said, all believer is like a family, and it's the duty of us to work very hard to strengthen the family ties. And don't allow any whispering that come and destroy the family ties. Like what Allah said, if you want to be a successful person, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Keep yourself pure and you will be successful. Don't allow yourself to be corrupted. Corruption comes when you entertain whispering. People say this, people say that, and you entertain. Then your heart start to shake. The Ummah unity start to be shaken, and you will make your enemy very, very happy. And this is what going on. We are always trying to please the disbeliever more than pleasing the believer. Allah Rabbul Alameen make it very clear. Muhammad Rasulullah wal-lazina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala kuffar ruhama'u baynahum. Muhammad and those who follow him, who was with him from the first, second, third generation, who keep on following the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are very straightforward and firm dealing with the disbeliever. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Haq is haq, batil is batil. Very straightforward. And that's why people respect the Ummah, because we have principle. We know what that we can compromise, what we can't compromise. But among the believer, ruhama'u bainahum, they are very loving, caring. But now it's opposite. The Ummah is pleasing the other side and displeasing the Ummah. One of the surah that never failed to be recited by the imam every time when they perform witr prayer is Qul ya ayyuhal Kafirun, reminding us about who we are. When you say Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, you must know who you are. And this ayat is reminding us, La a'budu ma ta'budun, wala antum a'biduna ma a'bud, wala ana a'bidu ma a'badtum, wala antum a'biduna ma a'bud lakum. Continue. That is the ending. If you don't understand the beginning, still you are confused, make sure you understand the ending of this surah. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. You have your way, we have our way. You have your do and don't, we have our do and don't. You have your values, we have our values. Then we draw a line. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. They never force us. They try to influence us. Neither we can force them. If we say that we are right, we was guided, Allahumma dina fiman hadait, we are guided, so we must bring the guidance of Allah to them. We must protect our children so that they are guided and they will bring the guidance of Islam to their friend. Not the other way around. Allah also reminds us how to be alert. When the ayat of Allah is being recited every night, we have been listening from the qiraat of the imam. What do we gain from this ayah? Reflection. How can we reflect? We don't understand. At least zadathum imana. You become more alert about what is happening. Allah is telling us what is happening around us. When the ayah is being recited, you are very alert. Then you stay alert and awake. Anybody come and whisper, Ya yuhallazina amanu in ja'akum fasikum binaba'in fatabayyanu. Anytime when anybody who like to come to you and whisper here, whisper that, for Allah, he said he is a fasik. And we are a believer, and you have the fasik coming to you. Because a believer will not do that. We have no time to talk bad about anyone. Whatever happened is a reminder for them. I don't like to be like them. A reminder for you is good. Anybody come and whisper, you know, don't allow them to corrupt you. If you entertain, then وَقَدْ قَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. You allow them to corrupt you. To make all the good feeling you have into something that is bad and negative. Remember the two hadiths that I shared with all of you. When I was far, I pray, may Allah make it easier for all of you to memorize it. La darara. La darara. Alhamdulillah. Min husnil Islam. Alhamdulillah. We hope you all have the understanding. And that can help us, save us from a lot of problems. Because we are not supposed to do, say anything that cause harm to yourself. Neither you say or do anything that cause harm to other. A good Muslim, a Muslim who stay away from anything that have no concern to you. Yeah? Simple as that. The last hadith that I want to share with you. But not for you to memorize, alhamdulillah. The one that I want you to memorize will come soon, inshallah. Yeah. The Prophet ﷺ reminded his great ummah, the Khairu ummah, the best nation have ever been raised by Allah on earth. Because Khairu ummah ukhrijat linnas. For mankind. نعمتان مخبون فيهما كثير من الناس. The prophet now is reminding all of us there are two blessings of Allah which many people do not make the most out of it. Who ignore these two great ni'mah. Maybe without we realizing, and that is worse. It's like riyak is coming in and you do not know the riyak is coming in. You will destroy all your iman. Now these two ni'mah that we always ignore, misuse. Number one, sahha, as-sihha. Number two, wal-faragh, good health. We are healthy, alhamdulillah. When you are healthy, when you are young, energetic, you can do a lot of things. So make use of your health before you become unhealthy. And the free time that we have. Do we have a lot of free time, brother and sister? No, somebody said no. Then alhamdulillah, he's a very busy brother. Busy for the sake of Allah. That is good. That is very good. But not busy in doing things that do not benefit you. That is not good. Time is amanah. To the extent there was another hadith Qudsi, Allah said, Ya Ibn Adam, la tasubbul dahr wa ana al-dahr. O children of Adam, never criticize time. I don't have time. I don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Are you criticizing Allah that He is not wise, that what He have made for us 24 hours in the day and night is not enough? Or because you do not know how to use the time. You misuse all the time that Allah has given you. So, brothers and sisters, we still have half month to go. Alhamdulillah. Let us be more serious and think how we can strengthen the ummah. Stay united. How to make sure our children, younger generation, love to be together with fellow Muslim brothers, among brothers, sisters, among sisters, and stay united. And do things collectively. To make sure this thing happen, brother and sister, we as parent, adult, must set good example. Without we setting a good example, only Allah can help them. Inshallah, with the will of Allah, I may like to share with you one night, I don't know which night, about a very straightforward, innocent story, but it's true. It's about a child, a young boy, was informed by the doctor that the doctor have tried his best to save his parent. And the doctor said to the boy, no one can help your parent except God. Except God. And then this boy start to look for that God. And inshallah, we share with you. Yeah. Other night, inshallah. But what is important, don't forget an announcement that we are going to have a new class on Saturday. So you can look into the class that we are organizing here to help our children to understand they are really heroes. about the stories of the prophets. Tonight the ayah was reset. There's many names of the prophet been mentioned, where most of our children are not aware of. For the young people, alhamdulillah, we met up with two YouTubers, Imran and Dawood. You know Imran and Dawood? These two young Muslim brother, origin Afghan. We spend many hours with them to help them to become a good brother, that they will share whatever they want to share with the younger generation with a better approach, inshallah. And I was surprised that these two young men that we met in our Ramadan conference in Dubai, that my grandchildren also know them. How important these young people. So may Allah protect all of us, accept our prayer, accept the qunut that our imam has been asking in a witr prayer. And also we'd like to welcome Brother Amin Ramzi, a very close friend of mine who just arrived today. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for all of us until the end of Ramadan. And brothers and sisters, don't forget, la darara wa la dira. Don't stop here. Share. You go home with your friend, share it with them. Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarukuhu ma la ya'ni share. I want you to keep on sharing. If possible, I want to see one person bring 10 people who memorize these two hadiths. That is good. Alhamdulillah. We'll see you tomorrow night. Wa bila tawfiqi wa laqri da'wana walhamdulillah alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.